Super flu surges in 45 states as doctor visits hit 30-year high. By The Wellness Company, sponsored, on February 5, 2026. The following content is sponsored by The Wellness Company. Trusted medical experts like Dr. Peter McCulloch warned months ago that this year's flu season could be record-breaking, partly because a more virulent strain would not respond to the so-called flu vaccine. Dr. McCulloch told Real America's Voice. This year's dominant H3N2 strain is unlikely to respond well to the current flu vaccine formulation, despite millions of Americans receiving it. Dr. McCulloch was, unfortunately, absolutely correct. This year's flu is more deadly and more virulent, and the flu vaccine is doing almost nothing to stop its spread. And now the mainstream media is catching on. According to NBC News, doctors' visits for flu-like symptoms, fevers, sore throat, extreme fatigue and body aches, have hit the highest level in nearly 30 years, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and are likely to continue to rise in the coming weeks. At least 5,000 people have died this season, including 9 children. For the week ending December 27, the CDC reported that nearly 1 in 10 outpatient visits nationwide, or 8.2%, were for flu-like illnesses. That's the highest logged since the CDC started tracking such visits in 1997. The flu has accounted for more than 11 million illnesses this season and over 120,000 hospitalizations. 45 states are experiencing high to very high levels of flu activity. Public health experts are calling it a perfect storm strain due to its severity, rapid spread, and the fact that this year's flu vaccine does not directly match the variant. Symptoms are familiar: fever, chills, fatigue, cough, sore throat, but reports suggest they are more intense and longer lasting than what many people are used to. The key to avoiding hospitalization: prevention and early treatment. Step 1, prevention. Dr. McCulloch has consistently highlighted the importance of strengthening first-line defenses, particularly in situations where the risk of infection is higher. This includes periods of travel, attending holiday gatherings, and spending time in crowded indoor environments. Taking these protective measures helps individuals stay healthier and decreases the chances of getting sick in situations where exposure is more likely. That's why he recommends immune defense nasal plus throat sprays, used daily to help support the body's natural defenses where viruses most often enter, the nose and throat. These sprays are designed to help support protection against common cold viruses, influenza, RSV, COVID-19. They are especially important if you're flying, using public transportation, shopping indoors, going to the gym, or gathering with family and friends. Step 2, early treatment. While trying to avoid the flu is important, the reality is sometimes there is nothing you can do to prevent illness. That's when early treatment is so important. Early treatment with prescription antivirals can shorten the length and severity of the flu and avoid dangerous hospitalizations or trips to the emergency room. That's why many families choose to keep the contagion emergency kit on hand. It includes physician-prescribed antiviral options, including Tamiflu, so treatment can begin at the first sign of illness, not days later after pharmacy delays or packed urgent care visits. When flu hits hard, timing makes a real difference. Act today to be prepared. This winter isn't about fear, it's about being informed and prepared. Flu strains change. Vaccine effectiveness varies. Respiratory viruses surge during travel and indoor gatherings. Be prepared for whatever this flu season brings. Follow Dr. McCulloch's two-step process to staying safe and healthy. First, with TWC's Immune Defense Nasal Plus Throat Sprays, to avoid getting sick to begin with. Second, access to early treatment with TWC's Contagion Emergency Kit. Order today and use code MUSE to save $32 on the Contagion Emergency Kit plus save 10% off Immune Defense Nasal plus Throat Sprays. Two easy steps that you can take to keep you and your family healthy.